Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you.
It's that time of week. Joe and Cindy Farini join us each week this half hour for My Marriage Matters, a segment that's been going on long since before we showed up, Kathleen, and we're grateful for all of their marriage advice. Thanks for coming back on the show, you two.
Thank you so much. Great to be with you.
Thank you.
All righty. So, I mean, couples deal with anger in a variety of ways. Each person deals with it in some way. Some people cry, Kathleen. some people shut down, me. Others kind of just let it all loose, huh?
Well, there are those.
And they just kind of let it all out. It just spills out of their mouths, right? And you'd call that, or at least someone called it, verbal spewing, I guess, right?
Yes, I think that was the person that wrote this in. And I think, you know, sometimes it's a matter of you keep it in for so long and you're doing fine, and then pretty soon you're just like, you know what, I've had enough of this, whatever it is, you know. And I think this is a great topic to address. It might even be good in the days to come for us to talk about conflict resolution as a result of this great question. But, you know, I think it was Gary Chapman that said that anger is one letter short of danger. And I really like that because I feel that anger can be very toxic. And yet there are times when we have righteous anger, but we're not going to talk about that today. But there is righteous anger when you're angry about things that are definitely sinful and definitely wrong, and a stand needs to be taken upon them.
Mm-hmm. There's also a grr in anger. Grr.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes.
Good observation.
I think Gary Chapman's is better, though. I like his a lot better. So what do we have? What's the first step in dealing with a spouse who just lets it all rip here when they're upset?
Yeah, great question. Again, Gary Chapman's already referenced here, and I'll just go back to his recent book. It's called Anger, Taming Our Powerful Emotion. And in that book, he starts off with this great quote. He says that understanding the origin of anger is essential to understanding the purpose of anger. And then understanding the purpose of anger is essential to learning how to process anger in a constructive manner. Excuse me. So we need to start really at the beginning and answer the basic question as to where does anger come from and what's the origin of anger and of conflicts in general. And fortunately and thankfully, we have an answer for that. And that's from James 4, verses 1 and 2, where it says that what causes quarrels and what causes fights among you? Is it not this, that your passions are at war within you? You desire and you do not have, so you murder. You covet and you cannot obtain, so you fight and you quarrel. So that's pretty intense stuff there. Mm-hmm. I mean, but you know, we need to understand that conflict occurs when our desires are not fulfilled. In essence, when we don't get what we want. And so it follows that our unfulfilled desires, a lot of times, many times, will result in anger. And I think one of the major contributing factors that really leads to anger is just poor communications. You know, for many people, unfortunately, anger is the most common response when conflict occurs, and that's just unfortunate.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, we also can't avoid anger altogether. We can't just say, well, don't be angry. I think the Bible addresses the idea that it's a reality. So what is a person to do when they get mad at their spouse?
Well, we certainly want to address that in the days to come. But I think that when we want to communicate with them and we want to respond rather than react to them. And I think that we have to learn restraint. And really, that restraint is what I just said about responding rather than reacting. So I think it's going to take practice for each one of us, for every one of us, because there's always something that will allow for any of us to be angry. And Joe mentioned it, it's not getting our own way. And really, anger is the opposite feeling of love, because love draws you to a person and anger sets you against them. And so we really want for couples to be able to see that anger and then be able to learn how to respond. I know that Joe has a thought too.
Yeah, you know, immediately based upon what Cindy just said there, a scripture that we can tag on to what Cindy just said there is actually taken from James 1, verse 19, where it says, let everyone be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. And, of course, as we know, unfortunately, many times, instead of being quick to hear, we are slow to listen, quick to speak, and even quicker to become angry. And so we need to take the time to understand the source of the anger in this particular scenario. But as we saw from James, most of the time, anger just comes as a result of unfulfilled desires. And it's because of that, and something to really to keep in mind, is that when conflict remains unresolved in a marriage, the degree of isolation between that husband and that wife will get greater and greater the longer that that conflict remains unresolved. Mm-hmm. And so as a result of that, what we see many times, and this really addresses the whole question of today, is you'll see these occasional irrational outbursts of anger by people being demonstrated by the spouse who has this history of anger. And it's just that they have a really poor history of resolving conflicts in that marriage.
So how do we know if the anger a spouse is expressing has gone far enough that they need to seek professional help?
Well, I would say the person who is angry probably isn't going to recognize it as much as the person who is being, if you will, the victim of that anger.
Right.
And so I think that person, so let's all just take a moment now. Let's just say that our spouse is the one who is always spewing anger at us. So I have two choices. I can either lovingly confront my husband and say, you know, this is hurting me when you say this or do this or act this way, and to say it in a non-condemning way, but in just a factual way, that this is a bother to me. Mm-hmm. Or we can choose to overlook a matter. And I know there's a lot of people who overlook matters, and a lot of times they're in marriages that are totally oppressive, mm-hmm. you know, because they just continue to overlook. So I think we have to seek to understand what their issue is, you know, mm-hmm. we have to put ourselves in their shoes, because sometimes their anger, you know, it's not just that they're just getting angry over nothing. They're getting angry over something, and we need to put ourselves in their shoes. And then to ask ourselves the question, you know, would I be angry if I were in that same situation? Like how would I respond in that same situation? Mm-hmm. And then if none of those things are like really good reasons, then I think you need to seek help.
Mm-hmm. Excellent stuff. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, I was going to tag on to Cindy once again here this morning and just say this. I mean, if there is physical and even verbal or emotional abuse, the person that's being abused needs to get help. And it, depending upon the situation, Cindy was saying there, you need to start by reporting that abuse to your pastor or to a trained counselor or a therapist. But if there is physical abuse going on, the police need to be called, and that abuser should be put in jail. And, you know, our experience clearly demonstrates that if there is physical abuse going on in the marriage, there needs to be intervention as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. And that abused victim cannot be deceived and think that things will get better and continue to sweep things under the rug. Because the reality is that most of the time, that abuse will just continue to get worse. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes, it doesn't stop with the spouse. It then starts to spread to the children as well. Mm-hmm. So you need to get involved and engage rapidly in these situations.
Yeah, we stand with you on that. Unfortunately, time has run short here at 7:23. But Joe and Cindy Farini join us each week this half hour for the My Marriage Matters. And Cindy, if folks want to reach out to you too or submit topics, how do they do it?
Well, I hope that they'll come to My Marriage Matters on Facebook, because today I'm going to give away the book Anger, Taming a Powerful Emotion by Gary Chapman. And I'll explain how. So just go to My Marriage Matters, click like, and you'll get little reminders every morning of some thoughts and things like that. And if you want to ask a question, come to joefarini.com or cindyfarini.com and go into our email and email us there. That would be great.
All right. Thanks, you two.
Thanks.
Appreciate it as always.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good day.